Winston-Salem Festival Ballet has something in store specifically designed to delight young people. Oh, and just about anyone else who happens to love a trio of some of the most popular fairy tales of all time, set to the most beloved pieces of Western classical music by an award-winning choreographer and performed by some of our region's most talented dancers. It's the return of the Winston-Salem Festival Ballet's Fairy Tale series, this year featuring Jack and the Beanstalk, The Three Little Pigs, and Hansel and Gretel. Performances will be Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Haynes Brands Theater. Winston-Salem Festival Ballet founder and artistic director Gary Taylor spoke with me recently about the production.
The music inspires me to decide which story I'm going to do. This time I truly searched for music that would depict more of the storyline. And Hansel and Gretel had a more melodic, fun quality, because that was a tough story to try to tell, because unfortunately the stepmother in the story that is such a wicked character, you know, for me it was a challenge to not make her so evil that she is. I wanted it to be more lighthearted. And so when I started listening to it, Offenbach, which is where it started jumping into, it started loving the tunes and just started seeing all these wonderful dance moments and how Hansel and Gretel were light and they really enjoyed life. They couldn't help that, you know, their parents were having a rough time, but, you know,
they're kids.
And so I really loved how that came about. And then, of course, with the story about the breadcrumbs and the birds, just opened up a whole nother thing. In the lobby, we always do face painting, and we show the kids maybe a little short little dance segment so they can recognize thematic steps or something like that with the dance. So last year, The Three Little Pigs was a big hit, and so we decided this year to do a short instructional film on The Three Little Pigs dance, and also to let the children understand, I created a dance phrase of not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And we wanted them to at least learn it so when they were watching the ballet, they could actually see the dance phrase and see the moves and learn it and be able to do it themselves, because it's quite humorous.
Which one has come to life for you most, and what aspect of the story really grabs you?
It's hard to tell. I love all three of them. I mean, they all touch you in such a different way. So, I mean, Hansel and Gretel, it has its wonderful part about it. It has its humor and its light. And Jack and the Beanstalk, it has things that happen on stage that, you know, children are going to actually see a giant on stage. And they're going to get to see, you know, a cow dance. Not two people, like the typical thing you might see. So it's very unique and a lot of humor, and you really get to feel, you know, Jack's excitement when he gets these beans that he's so thrilled to tell his mother that he got for that cow, the magic beans, you know, and her disappointment, you know. So we really feel that through the dance and through the dancer's way of portraying that.
Winston-Salem Festival Ballet founder and artistic director Gary Taylor. His ballet, A Fairy Tale Series, will be Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Haynes Brands Theater in downtown Winston-Salem. Come see Gary's award-winning choreography performed by some of the area's most talented dancers. Winston-Salem Festival Ballet is a funded partner of the Arts Council of Winston-Salem-Forsyth County, and you'll find more information about both organizations on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Hansel and Gretel, Jack and the Beanstalk, and The Three Little Pigs, like you've never seen or heard them before, with the Winston-Salem Festival Ballet. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.